What is up, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Who do you?
And we have a special guest today, my bro from another mother, Dre. What is up, Dre?
Yo, what's good, people? I am easily the least famous person that's ever been on this podcast.
I don't know. But yeah. Andre Thomas, friend of the show, as they say. Me and Dre have been friends for a really long time, and I had wanted to get him on the podcast for a while, but we couldn't, scheduling and whatnot. You know, I remember one time I wanted to ask, and I believe you're on vacation. I was like, no, I'm gonna let you live. We're gonna get you next time. Swing back around. You know what I'm saying? But we finally, you know, we got him back, just coming off of vacation. You know what I'm saying? And,
I'm like, he could have been here on my sabbatical. What were you doing?
Right? Like, it's just.
I was out here living the African dream.
There you go. But yeah, we have a dope show, episode 93. Dope show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about a bunch of different things. And before we jump into that, though, I do want to talk about my week a little bit. Been pretty dope. I've been watching new anime, or not new anime, but anime that's come back. For instance, Spy X Family is back, season 2. I'm excited because it's such a great show. And it's not the typical shonen stuff that I usually watch, which is great. I think it's the top show for me, similarly to how Odd Taxi was last year. So if you haven't watched it, the first whole season like aired this year, and they started the second one already, which is rare. So definitely go check that out. I also started Mob Psycho season 3, and that's starting off as great as usual. Great stuff. My Hero is back. Just a lot of cool anime is returning all at once, and a lot of it, you know, themed, it seems. For instance, Black Clover is coming back, but it's coming back as a, Bleach is coming back, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more, but that's coming back this month. So, like, all of the horror-based anime, all of the, you know, with ghosts and monsters and all that stuff is actually coming back in October. Definitely a solid time if you're a fan of that sort of thing. And if you're not, it's still great for anime fans, right? Even if you're not a fan of monsters, like, Bleach is pretty dope, regardless. Beyond that, just covering, you know, different things, I've actually got a screener for a film coming up for Netflix, and I can't really talk too much about it other than to say that I'm really excited, and I hope, you know, everyone is excited. This is similar to when I reviewed Intergalactic, and which is on IGN, so go check that out, and how, like, just being able to see some of these things a little bit earlier than normal is really cool, not necessarily on the bragging side of things, but because I get them out the way. Let me explain what that means, right? There's so much content happening right now, from She-Hulk to the new Star Wars show, that it's really hard to keep up. And the only way I've been able to, like, watch anything is to kind of block out all the stuff that I can't watch right now. Like, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm watching this. I'm not watching that. Abbott Elementary, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to put a pin in that. I'm going to watch this over here. And, like, just too much stuff. The Walking Dead, the last part of the last season of The Walking Dead is coming back. So, like, just a whole lot of nerd stuff to absorb, right? And so being able to actually see these things early, even though I'm working, this isn't like a freebie or whatever, like I actually have to write, it's really cool because I can get it out the way and then not have to watch it later. So my week has been pretty dope. What about you, Tess? What have you been up to?
I have been up to nothing or nothing good. You know, that's normal for me. No, just doing the things, trying to catch what I can, you know, me and my limited screen time.
Right.
But I have put some energy, obviously, into watching the show that I keep talking about every week that I hate. House of the Dragon. I told you I gave up on Rings of Power. It's trash. Not doing it. And you know, that's like kind of it. Watching some YouTubes, like just some random, you know, celebrity trash that I catch here and then, and trying to live life. Just trying to live my brain injured life. every day and do the things. I went outside this week while it was overcast because, you know, hurricane,
right,
which is the best time for me. And I went on a walk. I was so proud. I was like, yay, this is great. I'm out in nature. I'm doing the things.
That's what's
up. Cool, you know, and that's really it. And of course, trying to keep my dog alive because she's 9,000 years old and apparently has glaucoma.
Oh, gosh.
The poor thing. It's like she just can't get a break.
Man, are you still playing the games that, you know, you said they were big help, they were helpful for you or whatever on your phone?
So I haven't played Lumosity in a little while, which was like really helpful. But I was playing two word games, playing Wordscapes. Everybody has Wordscapes on their phone. At one point in time, I was like really doing it. I was like part of a team. I was like, yeah, man, get all these words in. I was like, yeah, you know, and then you just use the dictionaries. You can get all the words.
But, cheating.
I mean, literally, you're encouraged.
Facts.
That's facts. And then I did you see, like, I posted on Twitter. I completely forgot that Wordle was a thing. Again, things go, they just cycle out of my brain. I forget everything. I forgot Colin Powell died. Like, just saying that. I literally forgot because brain. But Wordle, yeah, forgot that. Forgot that Wordle existed, and I was doing so well with Wordle, and I was like, oh my god, this is a game. And I only figured it out because I decided to scroll through my tweets once, and I was like, oh, Wordle. Oh. And then I played it again. Yeah, just like that.
Goodness.
Yeah,
well, hopefully you had a good time. I haven't tried Wordle, to be honest.
I think
not alone in it. I haven't either.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter, like everyone was talking about it, and I think that pushed me far away from it.
Just try it once, both of you guys. You do it before bed. Just do it before bed. It might make you have a really bad night if you lose, because then you'll be like, what? The word was stumped, and I lost? Like,
oh, you were literally stumped. Yeah, that makes sense.
But you should do it.
Set yourself before bed, man.
Just right before bed. You'll just be angry.
I need to motivate myself to rest and not be just like upset at the dictionary in general in English language. I don't need that before sleep.
It'll make you turn your phone off. It'll just be like, damn it, my phone. I'm going to sleep. You know, something like that.
Shoot, I might need that then. Dre, what about you? How's your week been?
It's been a bit of a catch up, man. Just returning back home with the family, man. I went to Mexico for a wedding, and it's the first time I've really done any international travel with my son, so that's been cool. But like the weird part though is that it's Thursday. Like, I just knew it was Monday. Like, it's just been hard trying to catch up because like I had been gone for so long that like it hit me at that point that like, dang dog, like the week almost over. So like that's been a bit of a recovery process, but it was incredibly fun. My son got to experience some things I never would have thought I would have experienced at his age, which is always kind of like one of those achievement unlocks as a parent, just being able to have your kid experience something that you wouldn't have been able to.
Right.
That aside, man, trying to get through these Batman games right now, man. I'm going through a bit of a on my Twitch channel, man. I'm doing a Arctober thing, so like running through these Arkham games, which I forgot that Arkham Asylum got these jump scares and stuff, dog. That like I just wasn't prepared for it. I just be forgetting because the game came out almost 10 years ago, dog. Like, it's not something I think about. And Kenny knows from knowing me, I don't do nothing horror related, dog. None of it. Don't like it. Can't relate. I can't stand it. So like the moment some stuff come up where like some stuff jumping out, I'm like, nope, I'm out. Like, I'll turn the stuff off. That and kids, can't do it. Don't put no kids on nothing that's good. Like Black Phone took me forever to get through, like, because it's just super difficult. It's kids, man. It's hard. Like, I can't get over the kids stuff. I've also just been enjoying one of the greatest cinematic experience on television, House of the Dragon.
I knew it was coming.
Is what I've been doing. I've been experiencing a cinematic experience like nothing I've ever seen on TV.
Wow.
Just absolute phenomenal experiences from top to bottom. It's as if I have ridden on the arm of King the Conqueror's chair, and I've gotten to see different areas in time of just absolute greatness. Just greatness.
Terrible. Terrible.
He's the greens, I'm the blacks. We are against each other.
Excuse me. I'm always going to be on the blacks. There's a...
both on the blacks, but...
I'm always with the blacks.
But I'm on the blacks for different reasons. No, I am... So I'm
hopefully
not enjoying
not
this
for
show.
The club's incest reasons.
You said what?
Hopefully not for the club's incest
yeah,
reasons.
Not for that. Okay. Not for
hopefully
that.
Hopefully let's avoid those.
Not for that. But I mean, so weekly I express my disdain for this show to Kenny. He laughs at it. I always have something else to say. I always have something, you know, something to add. Because I'm constantly disappointed every week. I really am.
Why?
And
though?
I would love to hear why you're not.
Okay. Have you read Fire and Blood?
I have.
All right. So, like, the reason I think I like this show so much, Allison is actually being able to be seen and with more depth. Uh-huh. In the books themselves, she's always just seems like really like upset and just jealous of Rhaenyra, but like. Realistically, like Rhaenyra just out here just like throwing it back. Like nobody gonna notice the fact that like her kids don't look like her daddy, the kid's dad. Like the world gonna see that. Like of yeah. course she would be upset. And then on top of that, Rhaenyra got a reason to be upset. Like, you know, she is gonna mess with her daddy. But I think the reason I like it is because it fills in some of the gaps in the book. So like this week, as we saw with one of our I guess, can we, spoiler here. So when we get to our part with our person, I don't want to give too much away, where they supposedly die, right? In the book itself, it was told that that person died. But here, we don't see this person actually die. They're getting away, and they're just going to live their lives. And then just throughout history, because A Fire and Blood is really just written like a history book, it's cool to see that, like, history, because you know it can be so messed up and it's always passed down, that like things are actually different than what they may have seemed. So like to know that like that brother didn't actually like die, but he got away, just like was kind of dope to me, because I was ready for him to die. That said, Rhaenyra does piss me off on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It was cool to see that they did try, like when they had the conversation about like, yeah, like we tried, because I was allowed to be like, yeah, because like your husband black, baby, like you can't keep having these white kids, like everyone's gonna know, like
yeah, they're gonna know.
Bro, and she sit there in front of her daddy like, father, like they're actually thinking that my kids are bastards. How dare they? And like Aegon, like, come on, daddy, look at him, dog. Like, I mean, like, their dad's black. Like, that's what blow me so bad about it. I was like, listen, I understand right now. I was like, look, like, my husband don't rock the same way that I rock. At least find another brother. Like, there's got to be more than, like, two brothers. But then again, never mind. This is Game of Thrones. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
We were quite surprised the Corliss over there, those brothers, man. But like them kids, man. Let me tell you, them kids was wilding. But that said, no, I think I like the show mainly because, besides the filling in the gaps, so like Fire and Blood, a lot of it is actually taking place together. Whereas like in the Game of Thrones, so much is happening separate from each other.
Yeah.
So it's like this is happening here. The Ice King is coming. These people beefing with each other. You got the Battle of the Bastards happening in this whole other place. And with Fire and Blood, like, everything is actually happening collectively together. And even when you're going from, like, one place to, like, another, mm-hmm. it's like a dragon skip away. And so, like, everything is kind of happening in one moment. And I think I actually enjoy that. The time skips the first time skip threw me because I didn't know it was going to happen. Like, that's what got me, like, the whole bit on the time skip. But like the way that they're finishing the episodes before they happen, you can kind of like still follow along. And then like the I mean, you got your little gap there, that 10-year gap, but like I imagine there's so much like little stuff that like you probably don't really need to see at that point. My one thing I do want to nitpick on it, why all the like black folks seem to die at the same time? Like, what was that? Like, they just like offed us collectively.
There's a conversation to be had here.
Yeah, because like we just like it went from like, yo, look at like all these beautiful black people. Because that's the first thing I was telling my wife. I was like, look at her. Like, because when the little girl was a little girl, I was like, oh, look at her. And yeah, then like she became a Latina. I was like, oh, look at her. And then she was an adult. I was like, oh, look at her. And like it was kind of crazy, like watching her grow like that. And then just to be like, boop, she gone. I was like, damn, like I got like one episode with her as an adult.
And then
you have the and then like they had a little like, but like typical of like, you know, those folks at times. The man just came and pulled up and just took the dragon and was like, you should have kept it. Like, should have just kept it on yours. My bad. Like, it was so messed up, man.
So wrong. I have huge amounts. That's why we have to do it every week. A huge problem with the show all the time, which I tell Kenny off air, a lot of the issues that I'm having. But just on some of the things that you were saying, you know how you're saying how the show fills in these gaps. Well, one of the most annoying, irritating parts is that they did decide to give backstory and color to some of these characters. They decided to color in Lena, but then they literally gave her 8 minutes in an episode. Lena was shaping up to be actually somebody quite interesting.
Yeah, she
why
was
not? Why not give her a story?
Yeah.
And then, we all know, that Lena's gonna die. Like, if we've read the book, right, we know this. And so then why give us this vacation in Pentos and show her and
Damon's playing with your emotions?
Totally, but not in a good way, though. Because it was just like she was actually like watching her on screen was actually nice. It was enjoyable. And then it was just like, oh, by the way, you're going to die. And it was like, this is so I'm offended because I'm like, this is so wasted. It's so wasted. And on top of that, you gave us an entire A Song of Ice and Fire, you know, Game of Thrones. You gave us 8 seasons of a shit ton of white people. So you finally threw some black people in here. Okay, you threw some black people in here, which for real, I know a lot of people are like, oh, you know, the book doesn't really explain. No, it actually does explain. Like, Corlys is white in the book. It does explain that. It's a very small point, small part.
He's absolutely white.
Yeah, he's absolutely 110% white. And so, you know, they decided on TV, okay, well, we're going to do it this way. And they thought it through a little bit. They didn't think it through all the way because they clearly didn't hire any black people to do the wigs. Right. But some of this stuff, one of the things that's pissing me off about Corlys, because I'm going to say this. Corlys is amazing in the book. I love Corlys. Do you love Corlys in the book?
Yeah, I think Corlys is really dope. I don't think he just like, man, my wife should have been queen. Like, he didn't just feel like that. Like, and that's kind of what this Corlys feel like.
Exactly. This Corlys is trash. This Corlys is somebody that I don't like. If I feel like anybody watching the TV, I mean, like black people, we gonna root for black people, so we're probably like, yay. But also, I feel like people will watch this and be like, he's just ambitious and kind of annoying. I'm not gonna root for him. And I also feel like in the way that they're making this show, like there's almost no one to root for. And even in the book, you do realize that this is a family that is tearing themselves apart. So there's not really anyone to root for. But I feel like at least the book gives us more complexity. Whereas the show, I'm sitting here like, so you guys are going to give us 10 episodes of like fluff. Like
it's definitely a drama. Without question, it's a drama. Like,
I want it to be a drama. But you know what would have been the better drama? Jaharis and his kids. Girl, his daughter turned into a prostitute. That would have been so good.
That would have been fantastic, actually. we are getting another season, so who knows, child? Who knows? We might see her in somebody's house.
This is fascinating.
All I know.
I'm not watching any of this mess.
I know.
You got me one good time with Game of Thrones, and I'm
They messed us up. But I'm sitting here like, look.
I'll wait to the end. And then y'all tell me how it is. Then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go back like One Piece and watch it all. But right now, I'm not devoting any time because you're not getting me twice. You're just not. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, getting to the end of something like that, because the first time they got us was betrayal enough, and yet,
yeah,
here I am, just like every Sunday.
I'm watching it. We got black people, and I'm watching it. I'm sitting here, okay, like, yeah, because I'm waiting for, you know what you're waiting for. I'm waiting to see Laner's kids. Can't wait till they show up.
Yeah.
But this is another thing, because you mentioned it, that I don't like. I actually don't like the way they played it. I don't like the way they wrote it out. I don't feel like it actually makes enough sense. I mean, I think it's nice to know that he lived, but it's also not. Like, I don't understand how Sea Smoke is supposed to get another rider if he's alive. I don't understand. That's me being technical, because it doesn't need to be that way. Lore doesn't necessarily need to transfer from the book to the show. Clearly, that's what Rings of Power is doing.
Right.
But what bothers me is that your sister literally just died, and you're going to do that to your parents? You're going to run out on your parents like that so you can go in and live your best life? Because you cut your hair off? Like... It's just, it's not. Listen, it's not
the brother right. needed to get to San Francisco. Okay. Let that man go. He said, I'm getting to San Francisco Rose, and we're going to get over there. I'm going to go to this pride parade, and we're going to jump. Because, like, he honestly went, just left away to be his actual self. It's so weird that, like, trying to force someone who, at that time, obviously homosexuality was just something totally different. So, like, this guy is clearly not into women, but his dad's like, you know, there's nothing like a woman's touch. He'll come around. And he's like, no, he didn't. He never came around.
He never came around. He's never gonna.
And his wife wife has three white kids. Like, seriously. Come on, man. Like, weird.
I mean, it would have worked out. I mean, like, they say they tried, but it was just like, dude. Y'all, seriously, do you know how many people in history have made it happen? Look at Louis XIV's brother. This man had 14 kids.
Yep.
He was chasing every last one of his squires.
Yep. But this
make it just, happen.
Like, he couldn't make it happen, and now all of Westeros don't need Maury to see whose kids those are.
They don't.
On that note, we're gonna swing into our topic, which apparently Game of Thrones is taking over. We want to talk a little bit about anime and all the new announcements that's been happening. Like, for instance, Black Clover is coming back as a film, and it's going to be released next year, March 31st, in Japan theaters as well as Netflix worldwide, which is really cool. If you've been following Black Clover, you know that it kind of ended on a cliffhanger. And thankfully, unlike the show that we're getting ready to talk about, it didn't take forever to actually come to some type of conclusion. Whereas Bleach, the main show that we want to talk about, is coming back. And after like a huge hiatus, like the anime was canceled. Like, it was like, we're done. We're just going to focus on the manga and that be that. And it eventually ended, you know, years later. Anime fans are now finally getting the final arc in Bleach, the 1,000-year Blood War. It's coming to Disney Plus and Hulu October 10th. So in a few days, breaking the fourth wall again, in a few days. Awesome, right?
Yeah.
Great stuff. I can't wait for it to come because, again, as a Bleach fan, it just didn't end well. If anything, I would have wanted Bleach to end on the arc where he fought Aizen. Like, that arc was such a cool thing, and the final fight was so amazing that it was like, okay, if it ended here, we're good. Like, I know there's more, but like, here's good. But the season after that was like such a, I don't know what you would call it. It was just a disappointing, almost boring season.
It felt like
a filler
season, dude. Like, the entire thing felt like a filler. Yeah. It was the weirdest arc, man.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't understand it. But when it was happening, I was okay because I'm like, well, you know what? This is just a rough season, right? The next season will be better. But then it was like, oh, we're canceling it. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like you can't do that. And then I was really upset when I found out the manga kept going. I was like, oh, so you're really going to, okay, I see how it is. I see. And granted, I don't know if this was like a budget thing, if maybe people weren't watching it as much as, you know, say One Piece or Dragon Ball Z or whatever the case may be. I don't know. You know, because doing these anime, like the animation stuff is very expensive. We've heard reports of... Right. We heard reports of artists not getting paid well and stuff like that. And so there's a lot going on in that scene, even back then. And so I can understand, like, you know what? We didn't want to necessarily end it here, but we kind of had to. But on the consumer side of things, it was like, dog, like, really? You just gonna leave me hanging like that? Finally, Disney Plus and Hulu subscribers will be able to see this arc without having to read it. And I'm super, super excited about that. How do you guys feel about Bleach coming back? Yeah, it's coming to Disney Plus and Hulu.
Bruh. Disney Plus on some other stuff. Just y'all be prepared for these Netflix price hikes coming up next. Because just recently I noticed that they was showing like Dancing with the Stars live on that joint. And I was like, oh no, we screwed. We screwed. And now you mean to tell me that Bleach is out of just coming out of nowhere and gonna show up on there. Disney owned Bleach too? What is this? Like, what doesn't Disney have his feet on?
Well, not it's I think it's through their partnership with Viz Media and to bring it back, because I know it's gonna be on Hulu, because a lot of anime, if it's not on Crunchyroll, it's on Hulu. And you know, Disney obviously owns a large portion of Hulu, so it kind of makes sense. I believe, and to correct myself, I believe it's Disney Plus internationally, where in the US is going to be just on Hulu, but I could be wrong there. I'm gonna double check, but yeah, essentially it's coming to the streaming platforms. And personally, I'm not mad at it, considering that cable, even in the sense of like, if we get all the streaming platforms, because that's what people say, right? If you get them all, it's gonna cost as much as cable. And I'm like, just don't get them all. Like, you can just watch the show and then unsubscribe. I do that all the time. Exactly. The only ones I keep on rotation like all the time, and it mainly, you know, because I have kids and whatnot, is Netflix and Disney Plus. Outside of that, HBO, Hulu, all that gets, you know, swapped in and out when a show comes up that I really want to see. And this will probably be the same, you know, same case here with watching Bleach. Once it's all done, you know, unless there's something else that catches my eye, I'll be like, ah, I'm good. But just in the sense of, okay, they're shooting a video. I was like, what is happening? but yeah, how do you guys feel about Bleach coming back?
I mean, I'm cool with it. I you know how I feel. I have to let things go. And it ended on TV, and I did go and start reading. I remember, not start, I mean, I read it before. But then my free website that I used to read stuff on went under.
No, you were totally buying the manga legally.
I mean,
because this pod does not endorse illegal anything.
Factual statement.
No fans right here. No fans here. We illegally buy our manga paper books.
I gotta do what I gotta do. I'm very poor. And but I'm excited because I love Bleach. Bleach is a lot of fun. Bleach is a lot of ridiculosity and fun. And you know how much I love Aizen. Aizen must love
him. He's smooth. He was smooth.
Aizen is who makes me most prideful in the fact that I wear glasses. Most of my like screens, like my images, my profile icons for the longest, after seeing who Aizen was, when I seen a brother before I knew he was evil, I was like, oh, that's a smooth looking dude, man. Right. The glasses was there. And then next thing you know, you found out he just started offing people, and I was like, oh, it's for me. I can't believe it. It's amazing.
All he needed to do was put his hand through his hair, and he just got that one, you know, holy little thing.
My favorite image of him is him sitting at the top where the Estrada is, like, beneath him. And he's just sitting there looking bored with his hand on his hand. Totally what is that on his face? My favorite just, like, image of him. Because he was so cold, but you never would have guessed it initially. Solely because the dude was wearing the glasses. But he did the anime shimmer. At that point, I knew.
Right.
When your glasses do that, it's murder time. Right. Absolute murder time. Somebody gonna die when them glasses do that, man. Because Naruto showed me that too, man. Can't trust nobody there in them glasses. It's easily one of my favorite anime tropes. But Bleach in general, I'm stoked for. I haven't read a lot of Bleach. And that's crazy because I read so much manga, but I haven't read a lot of Bleach. But I watched Bleach. The last time I actually... Jesus, man. When I finished Bleach, I was still ordering Chanello's pizza. Like, that's how long it was.
Oh, wow.
Which is... Yeah. That was definitely... I was at VCU was when I finished Bleach right in that time. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, because my roommate was like, yo, you ever watch Bleach? I was like, nah, dog. And I started watching it, and I was like, dude, where's the rest of it? He was like, dog, I'm sorry. And I was like, what you mean? Like, it's up. Like,
why would you do that to me?
This is it to me? Like,
because he put me on the Death Note, and I was like, oh, that had a finish. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, this is gonna be great. He put me on the Naruto. I was like, yeah, hurt. Like, I was working at GameStop, and I wouldn't watch Naruto because all them kids kept coming up there asking for Naruto, and I was like, that's got to be trash. Gotta be garbage. Gotta be absolute garbage. Cause all we kept getting was them kids every day, dog. You got Naruto game? I was like, nah, bro, I sold out. Like, why do y'all keep coming to buy this trash? And then I get home, I tell my roommate that, and he was like, how dare like, you disrespect no, Naruto?
I've not seen yeah, that. Yeah,
like, and I need you to understand, like, the dude who's put me on anime is one of the most hood-legged dudes you could ever imagine in your life. Like, we talking early 2000s, my man had the longest of dreads. It was kind of like dirty dreads. Like, he was in good shape, but, like, my man, like, just looked like he was just, like, baked all the time. Like, but he was my guy. I loved that dude, dog. One of the coolest dudes on Earth, man. But he put me on the anime, like, just super heavy, man. And I was already watching some of it, but, like, mainly, like, the Toonami-ish that I would, like, get up on. But, like, once I got to college, he was like, no, open that laptop. And he put me on to a legal website where I could stream stuff for a monthly subscription. Yeah, that allowed me to be able to see these shows.
Wait, what year was this?
You're like, yeah, none of those sites were legal.
Just got out of college 2019, I think is the year I got out. So yeah, that's how I was able to access those joints. But like, Bleach stuck with me, man. It just blew me because like after my man, like first off, Bankai is just a cool ass word. Like I just love it. Yeah. Like I just love it. Bankai is just, it's simple. It's two syllables, but just like every time you hear it, you're like, oh, somebody about to die. Like it's so tough. And then just like all the different styles of the characters, which is very similar again, where like in Naruto's, where like you got all these huge amount of characters and they all different from one another, and then there's always the dude who can't do none of the other stuff but he just stronger than everybody else,
right?
You know what I mean? Like the dude didn't even know the name of the sword, it's all like bit up and stuff. I can't even remember the dude name, but
oh, the one that has the eye patch that like sucks his power, so he's not too strong. He was a beast. Oh my god,
the dude is is actually giving up, like giving you a handicap when he fighting you. It's insane. Like and like you don't have none of the like spirit energy stuff that all these people, he just Brian just bodying people. Like there's always those people. But I'm pumped though. And to get Bleach again with like a visual update is gonna be dope. Like because I think Dragon Ball when Super came, I know it's not the best anime, but like the Tournament of Power and just having that animation look the way it does, just like the way One Piece is also looking just insane in their fight scenes. And Jujutsu Kaisen, like the with this new like look of animation, pretty much the stuff that just wasn't anime style, I mean Netflix style of anime, because I was getting so sick and tired of that like visual look that they did for every one of their animes. Like I can't remember the style of it, but like it just started to bother me. Outside of Tekken, that anime was great. Yeah, man, like I'm looking forward to seeing Bleach in its latest form. Did they announce voice actors? Do we know if we're getting the OGs, any of them back, or do we know?
I believe we're getting the original actors for the Japanese version. I'm not sure about the dub just yet. I have to check. But a lot of the original people who are kind of involved with it are coming back from what I've read. And so
I don't think I've seen the show in English, so I don't think I have either. Yeah, so I did a
hard switch when I first started watching, because it was coming on Toonami and places like you know Adult Swim and whatnot.
Yeah,
they only had the dubbed, and then when I started watching it online, I watched the subbed version, and so like I kind of have a taste for both, but I don't know who's, you know, if everybody's coming back. Mm-hmm. Just because it's been so long, you know what I'm saying? But it does look good, from at least from what they've shown so far. And I'm just happy that it's going to actually have an end, because we need animes that actually end. We have too many long-going anime. I'm looking at you, Bleach. I mean, not Bleach, One Piece. I'm looking at you. I am looking at you.
Listen,
I'm glad
the final Oda is giving you something to live towards, okay? There's heaven. Bruh. And then there's finding the One Piece is not far underneath it for me. Like, if the Lord could at least just let me live long enough to see the One Piece, then he can take me to be with him. But, like, don't come down here and be like, all right, Dre, it's over. I'm bringing everybody back. Like, dog, you ain't like Oda finish? Like, nah. No, sir.
Bruh.
We got to at least let that happen.
He's like RR right now with getting this stuff. At least he's working on it, though. At least he's getting it done.
Instead, he is finishing it.
He just took a year off.
It's going to be hard. Yeah, it was going to be hard because, like, now I have to imagine a life without One Piece again. Or, like, before when I didn't, when it was ignorance, it was different. But, like, now that I got it in my life, it's like, nah, I can't go to a life without it. Like, I'm a, like, Oda gonna go, and I'm gonna just be at his grave just trying to bring him back. Like, I'm gonna put that man right back there where we threw Ra's al Ghul, man, and just, like, see what we gotta do to get these new episodes out, man. Because I ain't going without this. That. Yeah.
Lazarus, it has been a long time. It's well over 1,000 episodes, so I understand.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm never going that. Yeah,
bro. Dog, that's a long time to not have it. And then they go into, like, and then what's crazy, I didn't really watch the show till COVID started. Like, I watched it when COVID started and caught up then. And that was just, right, I was like, damn, I can't go nowhere. Guess I'll start One Piece. Then I realized, like, then a couple weeks later, I'm like, I haven't watched anything but One Piece. Like, and I realized, that's when they my boy up. He was just like, yeah, you idiot, I've been telling you for years. I'm like, I know, dog, but that number seems daunting. But once you start to realize that, like, you watch the show and or you read the manga and you realize that, like, there's always moments where Oda finds a way to go backwards, even when you're moving forward, so that you don't really lose stuff that's happened a while ago. So, like, even where we are in Wano, he's finding a way to bring us back to that. So I'm hoping that Bleach can do something to bring us back, because it's been years where I haven't seen anything Bleach. And I was actually watching it on Crunchyroll when it just disappeared one day. And I think that happened recently.
Yeah.
Because I had him, like, downloaded on my phone to watch on the plane. And then I went to hit him on the plane, like Monday? No, Tuesday. And I hit the joint, and it was just gone. And I'm like, wait a second. Like, that was there on Friday.
I think there was a bid war that was happening for this final arc. And I think because Disney and Hulu, you know, like, they got it, I think what they're going to do is bring it, the show, over there. And so you have to watch it over there. And so when the new season starts, it's like, oh, okay, you can watch everything from this one thing. I think that's also what's going to happen with Black Clover, because right now, Black Clover isn't on Netflix at all. But when the, you know, the movie premieres on Netflix, I'm pretty sure they're going to bring Black Clover, so people know what the heck they're watching. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't have the final and people don't know what's going on. So I'm pretty sure that's why they started removing stuff.
Hey, I'm all about these movies for arcs. Like, I know not everybody may have enjoyed it with the Mugen Train.
Oh, gosh.
Arc, but, mainly because, like, when they broke it down in the show, it was just annoying to me because it was just, like, easily, like, the same thing. But we did just lose, like, a super cool character in, like, one movie. Like, that's the one thing that was just kind of whack. Like, it was like, dog, you gave me about an hour some change just to off this dude. Like, to hell with y'all. Like,
yeah,
absolutely hell with y'all.
Like, that's my thing. And I'm torn, right? Because I feel like the animated films, I usually don't like them because they aren't canon. Outside of, like, Dragon Ball Z Tree of Might, because it's a freaking amazing. Most of them aren't canon.
Tree of Might was just, like, godly. Jesus.
It was amazing. I just don't care. Like, because they announce a film. Like, they did that with One Piece recently. A few episodes ago, they did filler, and it's to announce the new One Piece movie that's coming out. But it's all filler. Like, I have no desire. Like, we're at a cliffhanger moment. I have no desire for this film. If it was on a hiatus, or, you know, it was a down season or something like that, then cool. But usually these films come out when there's, like, someone just got killed off. And so with that, I was like, but at the same time, when I watch Mugen Train, I was like, this isn't, it's, I mean, it's okay. And then you killed off a really cool character. And now I just got to wait to the next season, which was way better. Like, I don't know. It's weird because, like, watching a whole arc in one film kills, like, the timing, like, the time of it. Right. It's much shorter. Right. So that, I like that. But then if your film isn't really about much, then it's like, dang, like, this is, I don't know. I feel a way about that. But then, you know, that particular show has its issues with storytelling anyway. So it looks amazing, though. Looks totally awesome, but yeah, storytelling is, it's a little rough.
Being on Black Clover, like me and Clay also just talking about this, like, it just don't move me like that. Like, I want to like Black Clover more. Like, I'm gonna watch it because it's an anime, I inevitably watch it, but Like it don't make me feel like, I remember when I first started watching Full Metal Alchemist and I was like, oh, this feels
awesome.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, I've been watching Black Clover for a minute and it's like, oh, it's another dude that yells to overcome his deficiency. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, it's very shonen. Yeah, like Asta's very shonen and it's just, I don't know, man. Like, especially like when you start to watch or read manga and watch anime that isn't heavily let's say combat based. So like once you start to get like really story driven stuff, you like, I don't really want to watch this. Like, cause at this point it's just dude yelling and jumping and throwing a sword. Like, I'm just not like really moved by him. Like, even with the demon stuff and all of that, I'm just not moved by him like that. Now, one show that has come back on, you know, season wise recently, that I'm not sure y'all are hip to, but I hope you are. Do y'all watch Overlord?
No, I don't.
I have not started that. It's been on my like to check out list, but I haven't actually started because there's too much crap to watch.
That one is great. It doesn't have a huge amount of action all the time. But still like another one of those like cool like shows where like you get sucked into a game and you become this character. But in this case, this dude's already OP from the moment he starts. So like it just changes the dynamic of the show because you see all these like people coming to fight him just to get mopped up. Like, it's not even like remotely close, but he's like building a new world inside of this game, and it's just so much like political stuff that's happening there and things of that sort, and he's living two lives where he's a hero too. But it's a really, really good show slash graphic novel, and like stuff like that, once I've gotten sucked into knowing that like there could be depth to my anime, just another dude just like being there just don't do it for me no more. So like, I want to like Black Clover, but like, I don't know. Like, I mean, like I said, I'm gonna watch it because I'm gonna need probably something to watch besides Catfish, because I watch a lot of Catfish.
It's not Catfish.
Yeah, that's my ranch of TV. I can't help it.
Stop watching that.
But yeah, like something to throw in there in between that, man, you know, like that'll work. But like, yeah, I'm absolutely going to be watching Bleach. But like, I think now that My Hero is back and Spy Family is back and all the heaters and Overlord coming on weekly as well. And then also getting to start my week off with the phenomenal cinematic experience that is House of the Dragon. I've been doing pretty good on my TV, so like having this and it, when does I know I don't mean to jump over, but like when does X-Men 97 like or whatever
that waiting year is, for that,
when does that come out? Because like that's another thing that like it feels like it should be coming up soon, but I'm just not too sure.
It should be, and I'm waiting for that because I need it to cleanse my palate of that terrible, horrible show that I've been watching called House of the Dragon.
Oh, like, God. I mean, She-Hulk, because then I was about to be like, come on, just, we don't have to be like that.
Like, my migraines are pretty much caused by that show. So, like, yeah, I really need the...
You must be Valyrian. I understand. Like, you know, us Targaryens like that heat.
I'm the blood of the dragon. Everybody knows that my my screen name on my little phone games is always a Targaryen. I'm Tessie Targaryen.
Tessie Targaryen.
I'm mad at y'all. Yeah, X-Men 97 actually comes out next year. They don't have a hard release date yet, but I need that to drop too because the finale for the original X-Men show is complete garbage, and so they need to they need to fix that. They definitely do. The animation.
That's another one of those shows I haven't actually watched all the way through. I didn't know it was like one long story.
That's a
fact. Is it bad? So the X-Men cartoon was bad?
No. Not in the beginning. Not in the beginning.
No. Yeah.
Like
just at the end.
The final season. Like it's a start. Because I have the DVDs. Like it was a stark drop in quality. Like,
yeah,
almost like the first episode, I'm like, wait, this isn't drawn by the same people. Like, what?
Yeah, the animation is different, completely different. They didn't have money. I remember there's this whole article that explains really what went down on season 5.
Yeah.
And
I only caught the show when I was coming home from school. So, like, typically, like, it's never like on the same thing. And then, like, my mommy let me watch TV if I had homework. So,
yeah,
I missed a whole bunch of episodes, so like it would just be in between, so I didn't know. And every time I would try to watch it as an adult, I'm like, I'm not sure how I feel about this, but like, I just don't know if it's like maybe I just waited too late. But
you may have, because it really is nostalgia. Like the thing that gets everybody still to this day, obviously, is the theme, and it just makes you want to watch it. Kenny knows this. We talked about this multiple times. I said I'm rewatching X-Men just because I can, which I've rewatched X-Men over the course of my life multiple times because I'd had all of it, and I had all of the comics. I had them on my computer, and then my hard drive broke. So let's not talk about that because I might cry.
But I need Ori to show up in Wakanda somewhere. That's what I need her to do. Stop playing Storm. You're gonna let all these other black folks show up? Look, show up to Wakanda.
I don't, you know. Look, maybe it'll happen. Maybe they're keeping it a secret from us.
That
she show up, just know I'm gonna explode. Okay. Like, just literally catch on fire in the theater. Just, like, just combust. Like, I'm not ready for that.
Goodness.
No. Yeah. Please don't combust. But all of the X-Men are trash. I told you that, Kenny. Like, obviously, our X-Men is fine. But the rest of them, oh, my God.
Yeah, they usually start out fine, and then they just don't stay that way. And I don't know. X-Men I don't know Revolution. What that's about. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Evolution was like, I feel like the whole purpose of Evolution was just to get a younger group of people into X-Men all over again. Like, I don't know why they did that, but it seemed like they were probably just trying to, you know, ride the 90s wave into the new era. But the other versions, the other two X-Men stories the anime is trash. I mean, like, okay, yeah, I'm happy y'all killed Cyclops. Not Cyclops. Not him. Sorry. I'm happy y'all killed Jean Grey for real this time. Like, she's really dead. You're not going to kill her and bring her back. Like, that's stupid.
Like, no, a phoenix?
Dead. Yeah, like a phoenix. No, she's dead. Okay. And then I was like, good.
Jean don't deserve to die. Phoenix is, nah. I'm about to flip my desk right now. Like, Jean should be alive. Like, because Jean, one of the women who, like, she find the moment she becomes real evil. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the moment she turned on the other drone, I'm like, you know what? Kill me.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. Just off me. That's what
You and David with this mess with the Scarlet Witch. Like, I need y'all to hold that down.
For sure. Just dark hold me, boo. Dark hold me. Lord.
Look, if we're gonna jump to Scarlet Witch for real, like, is she really dead?
Oh no, we know she's no way. No.
Spoilers for anybody who haven't watched Doctor Strange.
Which is also on Disney Plus. I mean, which has been on Disney Plus for who knows how long. If you ain't watched that yet, you kinda out back. It's even on DVD, y'all. Like, if you ain't seen that by now, you way over. We ain't talk about that Thor movie. Like, that's a little bit sooner. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, and no one wants to talk about it.
We don't need to talk about it. Yeah.
You don't want to talk about it. But like, but that said, like, you know, we won't spoil that for you guys. Go enjoy that on your own.
Well, we will make sure that the in the front spoilers are written on YouTube page.
There you go.
Absolute fact. Yeah. But yeah, before I get off on tangent, go ahead.
But yeah, moving on, because we could talk about X-Men and anime all day, we do want to jump and talk about some Nintendo stuff. Recently, Nintendo acquired a production company, Dino Pictures. They had actually worked with Nintendo before. They've done like cutscenes for some of their games. I want to say they worked on Persona and a couple other video game properties, but they mainly make like CGI, you know, produced animated stuff. I don't think they've done any features yet. But anyways, Nintendo bought them and has restructured the company to be called Nintendo Pictures. And it's because Nintendo wants to go into creating videos. And the reason why I said creating videos is because what they're doing with the Mario film is actually a different thing. That's a partnership with Illumination. And this is something that Nintendo is going to be doing in-house. So think of it, this might be a big bit of a leap, but think of it as like Disney and how, you know, Disney Animation, and then Disney also has Marvel making stuff, and then, you know, Pixar, like separate units making similar content. It's kind of like that, where I think Nintendo's going to partner with other studios to make big pictures, like big films, but then maybe a cartoon show that might appear on Netflix or something like that. Maybe that'll be something from Nintendo Pictures, because they're making it, they're not saying exactly what's going to be coming, but they're saying video and unique videos and stuff like that, as opposed to, you know, TV show, movie. They're not using those words. And I think they're doing that specifically because this is going to be a separate entity of what's happening with their major film bracket or whatever the case may be, which is interesting for a bunch of reasons. Outside of just commercial product, the idea that we can actually get more smaller content from Nintendo in this reign, because usually I think the only time we had like Nintendo shows, we had like the original, was a Supercade show where they had like the Donkey Kong show, and it was actually a bunch of other video game characters in like a show, kind of like an anthology show. That we had the Super Mario show with the, you know, the live action in the front and then the animated in the back. We had the Zelda show, and we had, you know, a couple of other things, but that was pretty much it. Everything else has been video game related with them. So having them jump into this field is really interesting to me, because I'm thinking like, oh, there's so many like different Nintendo products that they can actually bring to life or bring back to life. Like for instance, F-Zero, like F-Zero cartoon would be kind of dope, seeing as how we're never going to get another game from Nintendo. I would really like enjoy that. Or maybe vice versa could happen, where they create a show that renews people's interests, and then that becomes a video game. So there's a lot of different things that can kind of come of this predicament, but they haven't announced anything yet. And because everybody is focused on, obviously, the new Mario trailer was dropped earlier today. If you were online or at New York Comic Con, you got to see Mario, played by Chris Pratt. You got to see Luigi, just a, you know, little snippet of him. We got to see Bowser, played by Jack Black. And we got to see Toad, played by Keegan, Michael Key. So, yeah, thoughts on all that. We have the trailer, and we have Nintendo Pictures, which is doing something separate of the Mario film. What do you guys think about those two things?
The trailer was cute.
I liked the trailer. I thought it was really good.
It was super cute. Yeah, it was like, really? Penguins and snowballs against Bowser. I was like, this is gonna work out really nicely. Yeah,
like, I have the most fond memories of just throwing those penguins off of mountains. So like, I like those. I related to Bowser in that first scene, because Mario 64 was a terrible time for those penguins.
I don't even remember the penguins.
You don't remember the penguins? We had to take the penguin to the mama, and then like the mama penguin, you know. I'm Kenny, so come on, man. I know you with me.
I remember it, but Mario 64 was garbage to me, so
that's Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Like, Mario 64 is not a good game. I think it's revolutionary for what it was at the time, but as far as being a good game, nah. But beyond that, Tess, you were saying it was cute.
Well, it was cute. I'm just saying, I'm historically poor, so I played regular Nintendo. So regular Mario. And And then all those other things that came out, like I'm not as from, I liked Mario Kart when I got to play it at certain places, like, you know, the store when they they have the machine in the store in the middle of the Sears, and you can play the video games in the middle of the Sears. Yeah. That.
Oh, man, they had Mario Kart on SNES, man. That was a banger, too.
I didn't have SNES.
Oh, dang. All right.
Well, I never had Super NES. I didn't have that stuff. I didn't have Nintendo 64. My brother-in-law had it, so I played. I think that's the first time I ever played Mario Kart, because he had Nintendo 64, but I didn't.
I know the feeling. Going over people's houses to play, like...
Yeah, that was only me with PlayStation. Everything else, I had whatever the cheaper version of the game consoles was. So whatever was the cheaper of the ones, that's the one my mama got me every year. Mm-hmm. So like, that's why I get to experience most of the stuff. But it didn't matter, because I wasn't trying to play all them horror games on PlayStation anyway. So I didn't miss that much. I'm fine.
This is why I play Dynasty Warriors. There's not really a horror element there.
See? Absolutely fair point. But the trailer stuff, I think, outside of the Like just seeing the penguins was super cool. I think Bowser looked really dope, and Jack Black, I just expected him to be to sound the way that he did.
He
sounded like he really enjoyed himself doing that. I'm gonna need more Pratt, because I could hear that faint bit of that Italian accent, but it sounded more like a generation of Italian that's maybe like from New York somewhere.
Maybe
as opposed
Texas?
To like an actual Italian from like Italy.
He didn't sound like, Italian at all.
Yeah, so like I'm not quite sure what he was going for. I think what probably blows me is that I literally just watched a Sonic movie the other day, and though I know that guy's voice is close, it's still like I watched it and it still sounds like Sonic. I think what also makes it worse, if you listen to the French voice actors joint for this movie, it's like it's so much better. Like you hear, he has the high pitch, he's doing the wahoo, like it's just, it's tough. So like I think it'll probably grow on us. We'll hear it, and you know we'll get past it. But like I'm here for Luigi anyway, because I'm a player two
Luigi
person. Yeah, like mainly because my cousin didn't let me play with the first controller, so I always had to be player two. For the time that my cousin was physically bigger than me, that didn't last very long. But he was older than me, so he got the.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
wait. I
lost Dre.
Oh, did he drop? See, Discord doesn't like any of us.
No more. Discord
doesn't. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one of the things I'm happy about though with Chris's, and granted we only saw like a snippet, right?
Yeah.
I think that I'm glad he didn't try, or maybe he did, and he was like, you know, I'm just gonna stick with this, because he could have tried to do the voice and failed miserably, and then we would have had a whole movie of him doing this horrible impression of Mario. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, I'm like, you know what? Just do what you think. Whatever the Mario is for this world, let's go with that. And hopefully he sounds good enough and to where, like, as the movie goes on, you're like, you know what? This Mario isn't bad. He isn't OG Mario, but he isn't bad either, because it could have went left. It could have went
real
left.
Does Mario ever really speak in, like, full monologues typically anyway? So, like, do we, like, I don't remember the last time, like, outside of, like, you know, that old movie or whatever. Like, even in the games, like, does he ever really talk? But so much in the first place?
He doesn't. The only one we can really, because, like, my kids have seen the classic, you know, Mario show. And then they also saw, like, you know, like, he talks in some of the game, like, the Mario parties and stuff like that. Like, he talks a little bit there. And so they know those two versions of his voice. And so when my oldest heard it, she was like, he doesn't sound like that. But at the same time, they were like, this is cool though. Like, I like it. It looks like Mario. So it was, they were taken aback a little bit, but not enough for them to not want to see it. And I think that's what is probably going to happen. It's going to be like, oh, you know what?
It looks fun.
Yeah. Sure. Like, it's going to be a fun movie, and it could have been, at least from what we saw, it could have been worse. It could have been much worse, you know, cause I remember someone was saying like, you know, this is a movie for kids and, you know, similar to the Minions, which, you know, Illumination made that as well. And I was like, you know what? My kids did not like the last Minions. So this has got to be at least better than that at the most part.
I haven't seen that yet. I think my kid had, and he doesn't ever really want to watch it. So it must not have hit like the old one did.
Right. My youngest daughter did not laugh at all. Like at one potty humor based joke or whatever that they usually giggle at. Didn't laugh at all. So I'm like, okay, something had, because I know, like, for me, I'll be like, I like Despicable Me or I like whatever, but I don't like this or that. But at least my kids like it. Nah, I took them to see the movie in the theater. Did not like it. So I'm hoping that Mario is good enough for the family. And then, you know, if it's a voice thing, I'll probably get over it. I'm not really whatever. But I'm just happy because it's like, oh, this is a Mario that I didn't get to have, because we all remember the original Mario film. It was,
I know. Oh,
you good then? You are.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know if any like Italian person wouldn't like just go off on them for making that movie. Like that joint was just trash.
Was there pizza involved?
Was there B?
Look, I have holes in my memory, and I fill it with.
I can't remember that. Most of my pizza memories are Ninja Turtles. So
there was lots of pizza there.
Yeah,
I think the best thing they had about that movie was John Leguizamo.
Yeah, like, he was funny.
That was the best thing about that movie. Other than that, it was like, what are we doing? This is not Mario. Yeah.
And but that was video game movies in general at that time.
I think
you were going to run into a lot of terrible movie adaptions. I think we're finally getting video game movies and animes that are actually more fitting to the stuff that we're experiencing it with the first time. So, yeah, we didn't get to grow up with it, but luckily we are alive to still see like it get the advancements. Like, I know some folks are like, man, who needs another remake for some of this stuff? And I was like, man, did y'all remember the original? Like, I know not everything needed a remake, but my God, some of that stuff was trash. Like, so in this case, I'm welcoming it. And then like a big budget, like behind Mario, like that's tough. Like, I mean, I would hope it wouldn't fail. Like, as well as Sonic went, like, I'm hoping for Mario to go well, too, because those are the big two, man. Like, and for me, when it came growing up, like, those two characters are, like, huge, 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 like, idolistic type characters in gaming for me. So I would like for both of them to be successful, because if we get one good Mario movie, maybe we can get another one, man. Like, I wouldn't mind, like, another one, like, especially, like, the way we get, like, Sonic to be able to evolve his character. I would love to see, now that's one thing I will say, I'm hoping that we get maybe some of the trailers, like we get to see some of those boxes, and also, is there a Yoshi anywhere? Like, that'd be cool. Like, there's a bunch of names we saw, but like obviously they didn't show all their roles, so I think that's what really has me excited to seeing it. Like, seeing the Mushroom Kingdom opens up to so much, but like as we saw that Luigi was separate, like, are they going to be literal brothers, or like these just like two dudes?
No, they're.
I mean, they're not Italian, so who knows?
Okay. which I'm okay with. Like, you know, like if they just two white dudes from wherever, like I can deal with that.
Yeah.
But like, they at least got to be plumbers. That's all I ask.
Right, and just be from Brooklyn. I can rock with that.
Yeah,
be from Brooklyn. Just be from Brooklyn. Twins, and do your thing. I'm eager to hear. I think, because honestly, outside of Chris Pratt, I think most of the voice actors that they picked were really good. Like, I think Seth could do a Donkey Kong. Like, I think Keegan already sounds great as Toad. And, you know, like you were saying before, Jack Black sounds great as Bowser. So I think I think it's going to be along the lines of Wreck-It Ralph in terms of just being a great family film that has a lot of video game nods that everyone kind of enjoys for the most part.
Was there anywhere, is there a princess? Which princess are we getting?
We're getting Princess Peach.
The one from the first castle.
Okay, got your brown dress.
I don't know. I just made that up. I was just wondering if movie number two.
She's actually in the other castle.
That's what I'm saying. That's how we're gonna get three movies.
For sure.
Wow. That makes sense. So it's gonna be Toad.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then we eventually get to. So we go from Peach, and then as Princess. What's the other one? Is it Toadstool?
Peach is Toadstool.
Okay. What's the other one?
Daisy.
Daisy, Daisy was my girl in the beginning.
I don't know her.
I knew Daisy.
Pauline is from Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now, y'all are talking mad languages I don't speak
Nah, see, your problem is that you thought that the brother Mario was a one-woman man. And no, he jumps from castle to castle, baby.
According to this other anime, Mario and Luigi are actually in a relationship. So I don't even know.
That is incestual. What is this Game of Thrones nonsense that you have thrown into this?
I don't know what's happening.
You're doing the same thing they do to My Hero Academia, where they just trying to ship all the characters that are actually rivals. And it's like, no, they hate each other. But somehow... want each other in weird lust. No, man, it makes sense why people would think that. They do be looking at each other kind of strong. I be thinking about that.
Hard looks. Real hard looks.
I've never raveled anyone the way that they ravel each other. So that's, I could get why they would understand that. But in this case, that's gross because they brothers and brothers. Like, yo, nah. Don't do that to them boys, man. Let them chase their princesses. Oh, so I get it. So we get Peach. Or Mario, and then hopefully Luigi get to pull up on Daisy at some point. They can't leave my man single like that, dog. They can't make my man a plus one to all his adventures, man. I want full on. And then the fact that people are bringing up like a Luigi's Mansion would that be would cool. Be great. Like, at least that would be, even if it's just a quick moment and then out there, like that would be dope to be able to really see that, because I forget how great those games were, so it would be cool to really see that. Or even like a Smash Brothers reference would be cool. Like, that'd be nice in this movie, like, or just some sort of
they
like
got the right.
They do.
I think I so.
Well, do they? Yeah, I mean,
I believe so. It's Nintendo. Yeah, Nintendo.
Even if it's just like, because I mean, you got Donkey Kong there, you said, right? And then we got Mario.
Yeah,
and Luigi.
Donkey Kong's in it.
Even if it's just like a moment where like Luigi uppercuts somebody and we just hear the ka-ching, that'd be enough for me. I wouldn't have to be nothing else. Like, just that quick 2 seconds would give me life. I would melt to the floor. That's all I really need, man. But at least cinematically, it looks really good. The visuals look outstanding, and you kind of expect it from Illumination. That's what they do. They're, you know, we're talking about like on par with Pixar type folks. So like you kind of expect it to look good. It's just, is the plot good? And so far we got some good cinematics, but like, what do we know about the story? And I mean, how could you really trick up, like, just copy one of the games to make it work? But that's what the hard part with these teaser trailers, man. Like, we see all the pizzazz, we don't know any of the like the meat between the buns. So yeah,
fact. Yeah, you don't.
I feel like a pause should follow that, but anyways,
yeah, it definitely should. Unless you like what you heard, then keep pressing play.
So speaking of trailers, the last thing we wanted to talk about was the latest Black Panther trailer, which was really great, and I'm looking forward to seeing this film. But I, you know, you brought up an interesting point on Twitter, Dre, when you were talking about how the going into this film, the emotions are different from going into the previous film, where, you know, there was more of a celebration. People are excited because we have a Black superhero that not only is, you know, is getting a big budget and a big push from, you know, something like Disney, but then the fact that it was, you know, done so well, you know, the setup was so well and everything. So it felt like, you know, like people would say, like, you know, how white people felt about Superman. We kind of felt the same way. It wasn't like this guy was poor and he became, you know, he got bit by a spider or he got whatever and turned into a superhero. It's like, no, he starts off really great already and kind of goes up. You know what I mean? And so there was a lot of celebration around that. And then also, you know, it being in, even though it was a fictional country, being in Africa was also really great. Now we're going into this film knowing that, you know, it's also partially a tribute to Chadwick, that there's mixed emotions. Like, you're excited about what you're going to see, you're excited about all the new characters, you're excited about the conflict and how they're going to potentially, you know, tell this story without one of the key members being there. But then at the same time, you recognize that, you know, as the cast is grieving, so is a lot of the fans. And so there's this weird, you know, there's this weird anticipation where, like, you are happy and you're sad at the same time. You know what I mean? And so it's like, it's just a weird place to be. Tess, after watching this latest trailer, how do you feel about, you know, the movie? I might have just said how you felt, but I'm, you know, you elaborate.
So in truth, I don't actually think I saw all of the new trailer.
Okay.
I saw parts of it. But I think it was because this is a work situation where I'm like trying to watch it, but I'm also trying to work. And so I, like, you know, saw Angela Bassett doing some stuff. And then I was like, crap, I got to come back to this. And then I didn't. Now, with that being said, I apologize. And I also can't go see the movie, as you know, because of my situation. Right. So what I just wanted to say to everybody is that I do plan on buying like 2 tickets and then just not going, because I just want the movie to make money.
That's admirable.
Right.
Yeah, that's love, man. I don't know how I'm gonna make it through this. And I think what I was talking to my wife about, and I get at some point Shuri was the move. But like, I have never, like, none of my fictional characters that, like they have died in stuff like anime, right? So, like, for some reason, right, every favorite character I like in anime just die. I don't know what it is, but it's just terrible timing. But I knew that T'Challa as just a character would be there. because he's just one of those like iconic figure characters to me. Being that we are just moving on from him so soon, I understand it's just really hard to follow the person who was playing a character. I'm just still kind of torn on like not being able to have like my Batman is the best way to really like that way I would explain it to most folks, because like the most least stereotypical black person they could have found, and he's had some moments in them comics because they be letting them white folks get up on them janks and they be kind of iffy. But that said, what he represented as a whole was so big that like I understand you can pass the mantle. Like it was more of T'Challa for me. So going into that, I'm not just like having like a funeral for like Chadwick, who's the person playing him, but like my character is also dying, like I think that's just a harder thing for me, because like when we first went into that first movie, like I tweeted the last time, dog, like just the pure joy I had, because like I had waited my whole life for this moment, like yo, like T'Challa got a movie, y'all, and like it's full of black folks and like actual Africans, and like it's shot in like Atlanta with all these black folks in a black like production place. Like it was just amazing, like, and just the feeling of that. And then like the scene like when he first goes into the other realm and he sees his father, he goes down to his knee and he's just like, no, you are a king. And then there's just that horn comes in right then, right, or like whatever that sound is that they do. Like I just, the chills I got from being in that and knowing like I'm about to walk into this joint, and like it feels like how Endgame felt, well, like how Infinity War felt at the end. It's what it feels like walking into it, though.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because like when you left Infinity War, like you just remember that, like that emptiness of just being like, wow, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, and now walking into this movie, and I'm like, dog, like I know for a fact that my man's is gone, right? Like, and like, but the other people's kids. Characters die, but like not for real for real. Like Tony Stark is dead, but like Robert Downey can do whatever he want to. Like unfortunately here, like we walking into something that's just gonna be just a heavier traumatic experience for a lot of black people, man. Like it's hard. Like we have seen so many of our heroes like outside of that room die for real, and then like we can't even go to the movies, dog. Like our characters can't even make, you know, now obviously this is cancer, but it's like, damn, man, like we can't even keep our character, our fictional characters and things, because right, like our heroes are gone, you know, like it's a heavy thing to kind of walk into. So like, don't get me wrong. The other part of it that me and my wife were talking about was that like, we're hoping that there's another surgeons and black kids getting into STEM. Like it was on the first one. Cause after the first one, there was a huge increase in black kids wanting to be in STEM. And with so much of this movie looking from the trailer itself to be dominated by black women, I'm hoping that then sir urges more young black girls to like want to aspire to also like get into STEM. Cause I mean, it's not just Shuri, like seeing Riri like was crazy. Like that made me excited. Like I knew she was going to be there, but like seeing the Ironheart, like her early Mark suit, like, it's nuts. Like,
what'd you say? It's Tess? Really.
I did see the new trailer. I did. Yeah. You're just saying, you're like saying everything that I know. I said again, brain injury, guys. I'm really sorry. Good. I know we're having a totally sentimental moment, but I can't remember anything.
Totally fine. So like seeing her in it was just crazy. Like, but I've like, but when you read something as being like, all right, well, we did lose a huge character, but like they're finding ways to like just keep feeding us the black excellence that we kind of felt. So I'm hoping that no matter like how sad that felt, and so the T'Challa stuff aside, Namor looks badass. Like I am so stoked to be able to see him. And then like just the imagery of the it looks more like Aztecan, like historical, like Latin art, which is just really dope in the way that they're going. I'm not sure if they're gonna call his like you know his winged feet mutation, as we have been introduced to a mutation already in the MCU now. Right. I'm not sure if they're really considered that, but I'm just seeing him and like the and just seeing the reaction to him is really exciting. And the CGI looks better in this trailer. I'm hoping that the CGI, the way that they have that stuff, look just as good in the movie, because like that was one of the nitpicky things that you could say about that first movie. When we got to that end fight scene, dog, it was like just it just didn't look as good. Like, right, I don't want to knock the movie too much, but it that's where it hurt itself. Just I'm hoping for just a more realistic experience with the cinematic, so like less of the green screen. Because like the car scene looked really good. Seeing Riri was dope. And then seeing that suit, man, like that next suit was just wow. But the rumor from what I've seen, I don't know if y'all have seen it, that like there's two Black Panther suits in it.
In potentially. The trailer.
Yeah.
Potentially. Because that's what happened with, you know, the first one. They had both had a similar suit. They were different, but right. You know, like one was golden and then one was, so I think it's along those lines. But I think the mantle is actually gonna pass to his sister.
Yeah, of course.
Just based on, you know, comic book and whatnot. But they haven't, at the same time, they haven't actually shown the person behind the mask. They just kind of show them drop. And so we know it's a woman at the very least, but we don't know necessarily who it is. So there might be a little twist.
It's the queen mama. It's the queen mother.
That would be fire.
I actually thought it was.
Pulls up in that joint. Just know I'm a scream in that theater. Like,
I was like, it's Angela Bassett as Storm, as Black Panther.
It's actually going to be Kiki White.
Okay, that could be it.
Just bring it up. She's going to break out in a song right there. We're like, damn, I didn't even know they had. You know what's funny? Now that I think about it, do they even have light skinned people in Wakanda the way it's been looking?
No.
Like, Kiki ain't getting into Wakanda from the look
no,
of that.
She's
like,
not. She, I just thought about that.
I said,
not.
Damn, them trailers ain't have a single light skinned person in it. Like, no, they say Wakanda is too bright. This is not going to happen. This sun is beaming on us. So that makes it. Maybe Kiki Palmer.
Well, Kiki wanted to be. Yeah, Kiki Palmer was talking about being Rogue, but I was
that
like,
would
hey,
be amazing.
She could be. I could see her being a younger Storm. I could see that.
Oh, that would be cool. I would. But at the same time, like, I wouldn't mind a Rogue with that accent and like her with the gray stripe. That would be actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
like, I wouldn't mind that.
I always wanted to be Rogue.
Aren't we getting a I think so then in this case, this is our first time really getting a glimpse of Ironheart and not too much of the suit, which is clearly like one of her earlier Mark suits because it's bulkier than her like current model, which is like form-fitting like Tony had to go through as well. So I guess it's the first time we'll see her as we are leaning into her show, because is she getting a show on Disney?
She is getting a show. Yep.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, it's cool to. I wonder how they're leading her into this, where it's just like, "Hey, Black girl, get in this Black movie." Like, I need a better explanation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder if they saw. I mean, unless they found a way, because remember they were. Well, that's true, because he was going into the last we seen that we see T'Challa. He is in Oakland, you know, saying what's up to the people.
Right.
That, you know, coming, so the Wakandans are coming out of hiding, so she could be actually influenced by them more than, I mean, you know, some on Tony, but like also in this case, like them, maybe meeting Shuri could make a change for her. I'm just looking forward to seeing how they kind of bring that together.
Since they just like throwing black people in there, because of having the conflict and then having the actual, you know, the passing of the mantle and the stuff that's happening, and then having all these extra characters, you know, because they're setting up future events in the MCU, and how they're all going to tie that in. But I have faith that they're going to do well. I mean, the trailer alone looks like they're, you know, I think it's going to be a long movie.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think they're going to do a good job. I'm looking forward to it because I feel like it's going to be respectful. And it's going
to. This had to be hard to write, man. God, that had to be hard to write.
The fact that he was friends with, you know, Chadwick. Like it wasn't like they were just like I'm a director and you're the actor type stuff. Like, no, they actually had a relationship prior to Black Panther.
Right. He and like, so, you expect me to write my man's, like, to replace my man's, like, just, I can't do it. Like,
which is also why I got mad at people who were like, you know, they need to replace him right away. And I'm like, I understand eventually getting another Black Panther, but you, like, these people knew him. Like, you can't just, like, all right, we just put somebody else in the, you know, because he wrote a whole film for this character and this person who you thought were going to play it. And then they, you know, unfortunately pass away. And then it's like, you just expect me to, like, you know, there's got to be some type of mixed feelings, emotions, and all this stuff wrapped up. It's not just about your, and I say your loosely, but your character, like your favorite character. Cool. Go read the comic book. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like people's lives are tied up into this, even though they're pretending to be characters. Like I said, they were friends. So if you can imagine making a film with your friend and then your friend passed, it's like, I wouldn't even been shocked if he was like, I don't want to make another Black Panther. If he'd have been like, I just want to let someone else direct it. It's too difficult for me. You know, stuff like that. I wouldn't even have been upset at that, because you can't really say or like force on people like your idea of what would be a good movie or a good product, if you will, when the two people or the leads aren't there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the relationship is gone. That's like, who was the people that broke up recently? The podcast, crap, I forget their name. It was all done on the internet, like, oh, on Twitter. And people were like, what? It was the two Black guys that were on, I think,
Cinemax? Dave Miro, whatever.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. And how they just broke up. And like everybody like online was like stunned that it happened so suddenly. And then to expect them to jump right back into a show or right back into a podcast would be kind of rough. It's like, dog, I've been with this dude for however long. And then, you know, I don't know if there's bad blood or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, you got to understand there's an emotional attachment. It's not just getting a check for these people. And so to be so upset that you're willing to boycott Black Panther because they didn't recast this character, I'm like, yo, come on, son. Like, you don't have to go see it, but to really call for people to boycott is a little much.
Yeah, it's dumb. Like, I'm missed the genre, but, like, I'm not missing this experience. Like, I'm pumped to see all of the people. I want to see the mantle we pass along. And then, like, I just want to be around my folks again. Like, there was no experience, like, being there for that first real viewings of Black Panther, and just the pride we all felt going to those movies, and like just the amount of Black folks that was buying out theaters for that Black kids could go see these movies and see themselves in these roles. It's crazy. And like, I'm still like really, 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 really excited to see this. And then also again, like, to see how it ties into the MCU. Really much. I know a lot of these movies, as of late, it just felt like the movies were kind of, that's the only thing about this phase, is that it just feels like a lot of it's kind of singular with just like a little thing at the end. So I'm hoping that this one actually has like Multiverse of Madness has some stuff, but like, we still haven't seen how it's affected the entire MCU yet. Cause
Thor's
happened since then. Yeah, so like, because it was just a movie that really happened, but it was happening in the MCU. We just don't really get to see how it affected the world yet. And Thor, again, I don't think it had any effect on anything. It was just his own movie. I mean, we've seen, you know, New Asgard, but so I'm hoping that this movie at least gives us some real time stuff, because we got Quantumania coming soon. And that's supposed to be a huge shaker of the universe. So I want like this to at least have some sort of like tie-in. It's like, does Kang be chilling in Wakanda? Because, you know, that's where the baddies are. Like, I mean, I've seen what that brother looked like now. Like, he looked like he would chill there. So, like,
maybe he got spies in there. I don't know.
It's Kang, true story. I'm stoked about him. So I want to see. But we still haven't. Nothing else has really tied him in yet. So I'm hoping that we can get some sort of tie closer to him, because Quantumania will be here before we know it. And like, I want that to at least to be kind of like brought together. So yeah, man, I'm pumped for the movie. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. And then I'm also just like really excited about just being around my folks, man. But I'm about to get like a, I'm making a whole weekend of it, man. I'm about to go out of town. We're going to a nice theater that serve crazy good food that also I could like have my feet up in the air. And you know, I'm tall, so that's difficult.
Did you get your memo from the delegation on the dress code?
No, what's the memo?
The dress code is all white.
Oh, white. Wow. Okay.
It's all white.
I didn't know that. I think, which would make sense because we got to make sure we look good for this funeral session. So let me make sure I put on this white for this funeral session. That's cool. It's who's mama making a meatballs? Because that's important.
That is important too. I'm not sure, but I can reach out to the delegation.
Please do, because we can't have a funeral without the meatballs. I need the meatballs.
As long as no ill-suited white people are making any of the food, we are good.
Oh yeah, we're not letting that happen anyway. No, this is it's a black funeral experience.
Literally on my white shirt that I'm not going to wear to the theater because I can't go, but I'll just take a picture. It's going to say I'm going to have a shirt made that says, "No, Karen, keep your bland ass potato salad to yourself."
That would be great.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That is what he said on Jeopardy that day. Thanks.
On that note, we're going to close it out. Thank you, everybody, for checking out this episode. Hopefully you stuck with us the whole time. And if you didn't, that's cool too. What I need you to do though is subscribe. If you're listening on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscription button and hit the notification bell so you're up on all the new content that's coming out. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, all those different places, you can also subscribe there or add us to your RSS feeds. Again, you want to be up on the new content. We have a lot of special guests that we want to stop by, and we have a lot of stuff to talk about from anime, video games, movies, etc. And yeah, you're gonna wanna hear us. We're gonna hear us. We have a lot of cool stuff happening and coming down the works. Shout out to Dre for hanging out with us. We appreciate your time. You know, yes, finally sir, getting sir. You onto the you know, the cast and whatnot. And yeah, I'm looking forward to like a lot of what's happening right now. Whether it be the MCU or wherever the case may be, it feels like it's a good time to be a nerd. Like, I know we've had this stuff for years. I mean, we had the MCU for like 10 years. But with all of the things that's going on, you know, where we have, you know, like the Issa Rae's out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have the stuff that's coming from HBO. We have the new Scooby-Doo shows that are coming and all this other stuff. It's like, if you're into anything, like anything right now, it's a good time. Because you have a ton of content, regardless of what you're into. Like, old films and old shows are coming back. You know, a new Frasier is coming like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you're into, I'm pretty sure there's something for you. So you want to keep it locked here so we could talk about it. Definitely. So we could talk about it. Also, if you're on Twitter, follow us at TheGameCast1 and let us know what you want us to talk about. If there's a particular show, if you want us to talk a little bit more about, you know, the new Game of Thrones show, I will let Tess handle that. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk about some other stuff that's coming out, let us know. And we'll put it on the docket. You know, as long as you're respectful, we'll put it on the docket.
That's it, guys. That's it for me. I ain't got nothing for you except wash your hands. Oh, and go see The Woman King if you haven't gone and seen it. Mind you, I haven't gone to see it, but that's because I can't go to the movies.
I've seen it.
And you've seen it. Yes, and you did say that. So I just want people to, again, even if you don't plan on, like, if you're busy, just buy the ticket, please. Because we just want that for our people. That's the whole point. I don't even care if you can't go. Just please spend the money. And that's it. Be nice to people. Be kind. Wash your hands. Wash your faces. Wash your butts. Tell the same thing every week, guys. That's pretty much it. See you next time. Dre, you got any goodbyes for us?
Rub-a-dub-dub. Thanks for the grub. Yay, God.
All right, everyone. See you next time. Bye.